Datchet. Whom am I speaking to, please?
Michelle Benjamin.
I'm so sorry?
It's Michelle Benjamin.
Michelle Benjamin. Just one minute. Would you please take a note that there is a hooligan assembly making riotous noises in their usual manner at the junction of Horton Road, Holmley Road and Ditton Road. Are you familiar with the problem?
Yes, we are.
It's an ongoing problem.
Yes.
Do you know who I am?
Yes, I do, sir.
Do, that's fine. So if you'd kindly send a car and disperse them. I don't know quite what they're doing. There is a higher than usual element, to judge from the voices, of female involvement here. There are sometimes females, but tonight there are more females than usual. And there are noises as though they're breaking something. What they're breaking, I can't tell you. And my dogs are barking furiously. And it's been going on for about the last 25 minutes.
All right, Captain Snedden, we'll get somebody down there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hello, Ivar.
Hello.
Did you get my message?
Message. Oh, sorry, did you leave a message?
I did.
Oh, sorry.
Hello, Morris.
Oh, how are you?
I'm all right.
Tell me, how is the situation with cold?
With what?
With cold, with the weather being cold.
It's very cold. I think, well, I'm actually on my bed at the moment, and I'm going to go downstairs and have something to eat, and then settle down for the night very early.
Yes. Now, how was last night in respect of cold in the bed?
In the bed?
Yes.
I think the bed's more or less all right.
I mean, were you cold in the bed during the night?
No.
You're sure?
No, I wasn't, no.
No, the reason I ask is that it seems to me, we were talking about electrical heating of the bed. It seems to me, if we're going to do this thing, it's no good really waiting until something has been made, because by that time the cold weather will have gone. If you're to have something useful, then you must have it at once, because the cold weather is there now. And I was wondering whether you would like me to come specially tomorrow, which I'm quite willing to do if you think it's useful, and bring you an electric blanket immediately.
Oh, well, that's very kind. Thank you very much, but I think I'm managing all right. I've gone this far in the winter, and I think I should get through to when the warm weather comes.
Are you sure you're not too cold?
No.
Because I'm quite willing to bring it to you if you'd like me to.
That's very kind. Thank you very much, Morris. I do appreciate it. But really, I think that I must get on now as best I can. I certainly was very hot when I went away and had this heating there, this electric heating in the bed. But, I mean, normally here, it's not too bad.
Are you quite sure?
Oh, quite sure.
But look, if the situation changes, if the weather gets worse, and you feel that after all you would like it, will you please not hesitate and ring me, and I will bring you something immediately.
Oh, well, that's very kind. Thank you very much.
I have something here now. It is not the ideal thing, but it will work pretty well, and at least you can have it as a temporary measure as soon as you want it. And as I say, I would be perfectly willing to bring it tomorrow if you'd like it.
Thank you very much. Well, I don't think that there's any great necessity. I think that I shall carry on as I have been doing, and you know, it'll be all right.
Do you use a hot water bottle?
No.
Have you got a hot water bottle?
Oh, I have one hanging in the bathroom. But I don't use it.
So you could use it if you wanted to?
I could.
Do you find hot water bottles are helpful?
Well, I don't think they're necessary with this this thing. What do you call it? This pad here I have. No, since then I haven't used it at all.
No, I see. Now, when you use that pad in the night, where do you put the pad? Under what part of the body?
Well, usually in the night, last night or the night before, I throw it on the ground and turn it off. Don't have it on at all.
Oh, no, I see. So you put it in the bed before you get in the bed?
Yes, and then I get into the bed and have it where my neck is. You know, that's where the pain, if there is pain, the neck.
Yes.
But otherwise, when I settle down for the night, you see, I've got on my bed here, I've got a, what do you call it? It's like a great big, it's a cushion, but it's very warm. Very warm.
Oh, you mean the plumeau or the duvet? Yes. Now, that's another thing. Would it be helpful? I have some one or two blankets. They're not the best of blankets. They're rather old, but they are, I think, wool, and they would contribute additional warmth. Would you like me to bring one of those when I come next time?
No, I don't think so. Thank you.
I mean, it's spare. It's over and above my needs.
Yes. No, I'm quite warm enough. Thank you very much. Really.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Good. How are your neighbours?
My neighbours? Well, I did meet, Mrs. Davis today. I just saw her briefly, and I asked her if she had any, if she could give me any, what is the thing called, to hold, I don't know, what on earth it's called. Oh, she had plenty of them.
Plenty of what?
Well, that's just what I'm trying to find the word for. See, with age, my voice, not my voice, everything about me seems to be falling to pieces. Now, wait a minute, what is it called? It's a thing that, you know, when you collect these... Oh, dear. I don't seem to be getting on very well. Now, wait a moment.
Is this a household article?
No, it's something I use for myself when it's cold or anything. I put it on.
Oh, it's a garment. Well, is it an upper body garment or a lower body garment?
No, it's I don't know how to explain.
Is it a coat?
No, it's not a coat. No.
Is it a pullover?
No.
A jacket?
Neither.
A stocking?
No.
Is it an undergarment?
No. It's something...
Is it a fur?
No.
A shawl?
No.
A hat?
No, not even that.
Right. On what part of the body do you put it?
Well, I don't really put it on my body. I put it around me, you know. When I go out, or I put it on.
Well, then it must surely be a coat or a shawl.
No, it's not. It's a... A thing that's made of, now wait a minute, what is the word?
Is it made of wool?
No, it's like a garment. It's...
Is it made of fur?
No, not even.
Of cotton?
You must think I'm completely mad. I am indeed. I cannot get the right word for it.
Is it made of nylon?
No. Well, that kind of thing. It's a bag, a sack made of nylon.
Sack? and you put this sack on.
No, I don't put it on. I put it around me, and when I asked Mrs. Davis today, I said, look here, have you got any of these things? Because I haven't got anything to carry all my rubbish and throw it away. I must have something. And she very kindly gave me about 6 or 8 and said yes, she was keeping the rest for me in case I needed any more.
So these are black rubbish sacks?
Yes, not black.
Are they made of plastic?
Yes, they're made of plastic.
Shiny plastic. Oh, I see. You talked to her about these rubbish sacks.
Yes.
Did she give you some?
She did, yes.
Oh, good. Oh, I understand. You said it was a garment.
Yes, well, I didn't. I made a mistake.
Dear, what a muddle.
No, it's a very, they're very useful things because I put everything into them. And then when I go up to the end there to put the rubbish away, throw the rubbish away, they are all in there, then I throw them away.
Well, I'm never very useful indeed. So she gave you some. Now, are they usually, I think you'll find those things are very often, not always, supplied by the local county council or town council, by the rubbish collection service, but not always. In some cases, they have to be bought by the individual.
No, they're not bought.
They are supplied by the council?
No, I don't think they're supplied by anybody. She just happened to have quite a lot. She said, oh, you do me a favour by taking them away because I don't know what to do with them.
You see, she must get them from somewhere. Does she buy them, or are they given to her?
No, she gets them in a shop.
Ah, you see, they have to be bought.
No, with all the things she gets, you know.
Oh, you mean the sort of, yes, now I'm running out of words. Carrier bags made of plastic supplied by shops.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, I see. Yes, yes, now I understand. So she had plenty of those.
Oh, she has plenty of those.
But if you ever need any, let me know. I can bring you those. I have some here. Yes, they're useful things. But in general terms, rubbish in this country is usually put into black sacks made for the purpose. Sometimes these are supplied free of charge by the local council under the rating system. And in other cases, they're bought in shops.
Yes. No, these are not bought and they're not black. And they're just light coloured, you know.
I think I've seen one in use in that rubbish container under your sink, am I right?
Yes, probably, yes.
Yes, I know. Yes, I think they are known as rubbish bags of some kind.
Yes. Well, I didn't know what to do with this thing, with all the things I had. So I normally put them in there. But then until Mrs. Davis came forward and gave me the bag, I mean, I was without any assistance at all.
Oh, I see. Well, now you've got the solution.
Oh, yes.
That's wonderful. Well, now, I look forward, other things being equal, to seeing you not on the Saturday of this week, but Saturday of next week.
Yes, that's fine.
And that is, yes. And if in the meantime you have the slightest hesitation or worry about feeling cold, and you feel you'd like me to bring you something sooner, I beg of you, ring me immediately and tell me, and I will come at once.
No, thank you very much. That's most kind. How are the dogs?
Oh, they're fine. They're on top of form.
But are they really in this terribly cold weather?
Well, I've been to the butcher only today and collected about £80 weight of more butcher scraps which have gone into my dog freezer. And they have eaten, because of the cold weather, they've been consuming double and triple rations because of the weather.
Yes, I'm sure.
And they have a voracious appetite, as you can imagine.
I'm sure. But do you manage to unfreeze it?
Oh, yes, that's no problem. If you take them out, you have to take them out in advance of the time of feeding so that they have the necessary thawing time.
Yes.
So they then go from the freezer into a former freezer, which now doesn't operate as a freezer, but merely operates as a box.
Oh, I see.
And in there they thaw, and then they go to the dogs.
I see.
No problem.
So they're all right then?
Oh, they're very well. They send you their barking love. Well, I better get on. I've got a lot of things to do. I've got to send off a videotape to some potential client who may want some heated clothing, or may not. One never knows. But at least I must send him the information.
Yes. Well, I hope you do. I hope you succeed.
Let's wait and see.
It's quite a problem, isn't it?
Yes.
Weather.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, in such weather, I mean, either one sells it in this weather or one doesn't sell it at all.
Yes.
but due to the recession, it literally has not been selling at all recently.
Oh, my goodness.
Just not at all.
How dreadful.
Well, people have no money. It's this recession, you see. The country's in a terrible economic state.
Yes, that's what you tell me. But is it really so? I mean...
Oh, it's absolutely frightful. Every day, if you listen to the news, every day thousands and thousands more people are made unemployed by the closure of firms, the closure of coal mines, the closure of steelworks, the closure of shipping construction wharves. Everything is closing.
Now this must finish now, then it'll take a turn upward, you know.
Well, it shows no sign of finishing, and it doesn't only affect England, it affects other many other countries too. But it is very bad here.
Yes, it must be terrible.
Well, I better get on. Lovely to talk to you. We'll be in touch.
All right, Maurice. Thank you very much.
Bless you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Is that Terry Mead?
Yes.
Oh, good evening. I have a bad memory. I may forget to tell you something.
Right.
When we get to the stage of your dealing with bath chair number 2.
Oh, yes.
So I thought I would tell you about it now, and perhaps you'd write it down.
Yeah.
As you know already, the main thing is that the right-hand wheel is jammed on the shaft.
Yes.
That's point number 1.
Yeah.
Now, am I right in thinking I gave you a puller, a wheel puller?
No, it's funny, because when I took the wheel off the other one, I thought, oh, God, there's a puller needed. But I managed to get it off, but I haven't had the puller, no.
I haven't got the puller?
No.
I was almost sure you had the puller.
No.
Well, I must check on that. Right, check on that. Right, now the next thing. The handbrake on this bath chair number 2
yeah.
is of a different kind from that on number 1.
Right.
It doesn't have a ratchet. It's a different system altogether. I haven't taken it apart, so I don't know how it works, but I can only guess. There appear to be 2 interacting rubbing surfaces
yeah.
which are brought into action as you push the lever further and further on. I would imagine it may be something like an eccentric or a cam.
Oh, I see, yeah.
In such a way that it jams on.
Right.
It's not a very positive arrangement, but there we are, that's the system it has. Now, in order that it jams on at the right point, there is a knurled knob, perhaps an inch and a half in diameter, which operates a nut. It's in effect a nut with a knurled rim to it,
yeah.
which adjusts the setting at which the friction comes into action to jam the brake lever on. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And this knob cannot be turned.
Oh, I see.
So that is also seized.
Right.
Would you write it down?
Yeah.
Just in case it gets forgotten. That's all really I wanted to say on that. Now let me just look at something else. Just hang on a second. Yes. Are we still on course for Tuesday the 16th?
Yes.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's all right. Fine. Yes.
Okay, good. Right, that's really all I wanted to say, so I didn't forget it. I'm very concerned about this puller, because I thought I'd given it to you. Never mind. I will check that now.
When I took the wheel off, I was undone the nut, and I thought, oh, God, it needs a puller. And I rummaged around in pullers that I have, and none of them fitted. But I managed to get the wheel off by sort of pulling it sort of quite hard and with a lever and that, and it come off luckily, but I thought, oh, I must remember, because you were saying about the other one needing the puller and it wouldn't come off.
I must check on this.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else I wanted to say? No, I don't think so. Okay, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I speak to Teddy Mead again, please?
Yes, thank you.
have checked and I have the fuller. Would you please write down that you must collect it?
Right, okay.
That's important. All right, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Okay. Right, bye.
Hello, House Lepian.
Well, I'm upset. I defridged my frost and all the water's over the kitchen. I don't know why. I put the tray in to catch the water and somehow it went all beside it on the floor.
Well, there is another possibility. It could be that there was more water than usual, more ice than usual, and that did it fill the tray as well?
Nothing in the tray.
Well, then I can only suppose you put the tray in the wrong place. Don't know what else to think.
Anyway, I should be another hour now in the kitchen doing all that.
Oh dear, you poor darling.
The floor, washing the fridge, putting everything back in. And I was going to bed soon, now I can't.
Well, I would go to bed, leave it alone, and sort it out in the morning.
No, then all my food will be bad. I've got to put it back.
Yes. Well, I mean, you could just put the food back and leave the water till the morning, switch the thing on and deal with the water in the morning.
But then it'll freeze again and I have to start again. No, I'm not going to...
No, that isn't quite right, because the water is no longer in the cold part at the top. The water has fallen down, hasn't it?
Nearly all, yes.
So therefore, there will be very little ice forming. There will be water left there, but the actual ice probably won't fall.
Well, anyway, I see how tired I am. I might do it, I might not. Well, how are you? What did you do all day?
Oh, I'm fine. Oh, I've been working on Volkswagen problems and technical problems generally.
Yeah.
Now, let me see. What did I want to ask you? Oh, yes, yes, of course. Have you yet received any letter from the City of Westminster Council about that parking ticket?
No.
That's very important. Because I sent them the necessary protest and also a certificate from the doctor an answer must be coming sometime from them as to whether they agree to withdraw that thing or whether they don't.
What was it again?
Well, it was a parking ticket for £80, which would only be reduced to £40 if one was to pay it within 14 days.
Yes.
And I sent in a letter of protest, together with a doctor's certificate, dated the 27th of December. So that is now 4 plus 11. It's already 15 days.
Yes, yes.
And I don't know how long they take to reply, but I would have thought they would have replied.
And how did I get it fine? Where was my car?
Your car was outside Editas building.
Oh, yes, that's right, yes.
And it was a Boxing Day, or something of that sort.
It was Boxing Day, I remember.
26th of December.
Yes, yes.
And all we have is a telephone call in which the man said, it will be sympathetically received.
Yes, yes.
But we don't know any more than that.
Yes, I remember it, darling.
All right, well, perhaps you'll be kind enough to keep your eye open and tell everybody who deals with any mail when I'm not there also to keep their eye open for any reply.
Yes.
Because it's rather urgent to open that and have it read to you so that you know what is their answer.
Who should I ask to keep their eyes open? I don't ask the tenants to look for my letters.
No, no, not the tenants. But when I am not with you, all manner of people, every Tom, Dick and Harry who happens to call upon you, opens your mail. And what generally happens is that it gets scattered to the four winds and lost or mislaid, so I can't deal with it.
It doesn't get lost, don't
it? But it does. It gets muddled up with things of 1983 and things of that sort and old Christmas cards. And very often I don't see it at all, or if I do see it, I come across it 6 months later.
Don't put on such agony. It isn't true at all. You're making all that...
Darling, I'm not putting on any agony, I assure you.
No,
that is the truth of the matter. That is what happens. Now, a thing like this has a time limit on it, so it's very important, therefore, that it should be read to you as soon as it arrives.
You are making all that up. I don't believe a word of it. There might one be mislaid, one or two, but they never disappear. They always turn up.
Yes, yes, but sometimes they turn up a year later.
No, they do not.
I promise you they do.
Oh, come.
I remember this very well.
Come.
Very often I don't see them at all.
Silly, I'm not going to listen to that crutch.
All right, you don't need to listen to it. It's a fact.
Yes.
It happens. Some people deal with it in one way, other people deal with it in another. Many people don't deal with it at all.
Imagination.
As to whether it gets found or not, that's a matter of potluck.
It all happens in your imagination, my
friend. Doesn't at all, I promise you.
Vivid imagination.
No, I have no vivid imagination. I have clear experience.
Don't be ridiculous.
Historical experience.
Yes.
Yes, well, I know you don't like it to be so, but it is so.
Do that next time, then, if something like that happens, and I write it down.
I wish I had written it down.
Yes, your imagination is very various and vivid.
It's not anything of the kind, and you know it isn't.
Yes, it is. All the things you say 100 times, things are lost, and this 100 times.
Well, you see, what happens is this. You can't say specifically that it's any particular person's fault. It's the way your household operates. Whatever it is comes in, and whoever happens to be there tears it open. And then it gets put down somewhere. And then somebody comes in to see you, and it all has to be moved to make room for the person to sit down. So it gets into a pile of old papers. And so it goes on and on and on.
Yes, yes. Tell me another.
No. It isn't a question of tell you another. This is what actually happens.
Oh, come on.
And this is all in keeping with the fact that very often you can't find things. It all fits in with this general pattern.
Yes.
It's perfectly understandable. It has to do with the fact that you don't see these things and can't read them. And therefore other people deal with them, or rather very often don't deal with them.
Yes.
Sometimes it's not even opened at all. It's just left there.
Yes.
And gets underneath a pile of old irrelevant papers. And it's pure chance if it comes to light at some later date.
Yes.
Never mind. Anyway, there we are. That's that. Now, have you had a good day?
Yes.
Good. And do you feel well?
Yes, I feel well.
But you feel tired?
No, not very tired. I didn't do anything to be tired. I just did my... I've got still 6 bags or 7 here around me. I did other things. I did the fridge. I did this. I did that. I counted my sheets and looked at all the things I don't need. Sheets and pillows.
Yes. Of course, you have a great amount of material.
Yes, it's got to go, and that's it. I made up my mind that now, on the 1st of February, my rooms are clear. And it'll take me that time. I know it's a very slow progress. And if people don't interfere with me, I get on very well.
Wonderful. Good. And what are you doing tomorrow?
The same thing.
All of the same?
Yes, the whole week.
The weather, they say, will continue to be cold.
Good, then I stay at home too also.
Cold or very cold. And we have had a northerly wind, sometimes northeast, sometimes northwest, but generally from the north.
At northeast.
Yeah. And that, of course, is a cold wind.
Very cold.
Coming from Russia or somewhere like that. You sound tired.
Well, it's my bedtime, really, but I've got to work. I've got strength and energy to work.
That's very commendable. Well, I'll leave you in peace to work, and I'll ring you again a bit later.
Listen, I had a steak for lunch.
My God.
A great big steak, a sirloin.
Good question. Where did it come from?
I sent Richard out to buy it.
And where did he get it?
I don't know. I don't care.
You didn't ask him?
I think Sainsbury's or Tesco's or Waitrose or somewhere.
Ah, and how was it?
lovely.
Good.
He bought two, so tomorrow I have another one.
Gosh.
Every day half a pound of steak and I feel well.
Well, it certainly should be, I would have thought, a non-fattening diet.
Well, there still is fat in it, you know.
Is there a lot?
Well, I like it. I eat it, the fat.
Yes.
Get a little more cholesterol.
How is your cholesterol at the moment?
Getting on fine.
When did you last...
Very good. Now, can you remind me of the name of the chap I need to talk to? Sorry?
John Devil?
That's him.
He's away till tomorrow.
Oh, I see. Right. Now, I'll tell you why I'm ringing. Steve Wilson came to me, and I provided him a pair of heated gloves as a present and for test purposes so he can write about it.
Right.
And I've been away subsequently, so I've had no further contact with him, and I just wondered how he'd been getting on with it.
Oh.
Perhaps you'd feed that information in to John Devereaux or to Steve Wilson, and perhaps somebody would be kind enough to telephone me as and when, and let me know how things are progressing.
Okay, well, I'll get John to ring you tomorrow when he comes back.
I think he's got the number, has he not?
Well, if you just give me a note of it.
All right, I will. 0753 542242.
Okay, then, well, I'll get John to ring you tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Very nice to speak to you.
Kind regards to everybody.
I will.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That's it. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Very good. Look, problem. I would love to go back to feeding my dogs as I did, but I can't very well because I'm having such problems with one particular troublesome neighbour who objects.
Yeah.
By the way, he was formerly the manager of a butcher's shop years ago, and it may be that he developed an aversion to smelly bones or something when they're... I don't know. Anyhow, now, what I want to try and do is to arrange some intermediate arrangement between that and other methods of feeding. And a possibility has occurred to me. A friend tells me that they feed their dogs on, I think it's lungs or lights, which they buy in bulk from butchers in large quantities. I have an idea they may be frozen. Can you tell me anything about that?
Well, we can get them. They're about 12, 14 pence a pound. But there's not a lot of nutrition in there.
Not a lot?
No.
A pound, right. And what is that material?
It's the lung.
And is it frozen?
Well, it doesn't come in frozen, but you know, it can be frozen.
I see, no, it's just loose material.
Yeah.
Is it material that you cut out of the cadavers?
We have to buy it in.
You buy it in as a separate material?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, is there any alternative to that? Any sort of waste meat product that you can't use, which doesn't include a large bulk of bone?
No, there's nothing whatsoever.
Nothing at all? Not intestines or stomachs or anything like that?
No, they're not allowed on the premises.
Oh, they're not allowed on the premises. That's interesting. Why is that?
Because it's not fit for human consumption.
Oh, I see. Now, is there anywhere I can buy that sort of thing?
A slaughterhouse.
Slaughterhouse?
Yeah.
Can you tell me where there is one?
That would smell a lot worse than bones.
Would it? Well, that's no good. Right, this lung stuff, I'm wondering whether to experiment with it. 12 to 14 pence a pound. Supposing I bought, to get a quantity price, supposing I bought £100.
Yeah, we couldn't break the price at all.
You could.
We only sell that in bulk.
Oh, I see. Right. What is your minimum bulk quantity for an experimental tryout?
I'll try 20 or 30 pounds.
All right. Would you like to get me that?
Yeah. Thursday would be the earliest I'll have my next delivery.
That's all right. Okay. So as from Thursday you'd have it?
Yeah, I'll have £20 here. I'll save you £20 because it goes very quickly.
What do you mean it goes quickly?
It's a very fast seller.
Oh, it sells?
So we can't get enough of it.
And what does it sell for?
For dogs.
Oh, for dogs?
For dog meat, yeah.
Oh, I see. This is a standard dog feeding material.
Yeah.
All right. Could you very kindly put mine into the freezer when it comes, just in case I can't come on Thursday? I'll come as soon as I can.
Okay, lovely.
Is that all right?
Yeah, great.
Thank you. And then perhaps I'll take a little of your material, perhaps one sack of it, of the stuff I used to have.
Okay.
But I better keep it down to that for the moment, I think.
No problem.
And if this stuff is successful, I'll come for some more.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling. You gave me another number earlier on. You said Northwood 29379. Is that still right?
Okay.
Sorry?
That is what is written on this telephone.
Northwood.
Yes.
But then you said to me just now, just a minute, you gave me a different code. You gave me 0488.
That's right.
Surely those are two separate numbers.
Oh, I think entirely.
Oh, I see. Are they two different telephones?
Well, no, I'm speaking from a telephone that's been put into my room. I don't know whom it belongs to, nor do I care. And how long I keep it, I also don't know.
Oh, I see. It's just a temporary telephone.
Yes.
But anyway, it certainly works. How are you?
Well as can be expected after, as well as can be expected after such a terrible move.
It must have been awful.
Well, I think you know all about it, as you were prepared to pay half your insurance money to stay where you were.
Exactly. I've heard it said that an upheaval of that kind, when you move home, is one of the most traumatic experiences anybody can have in their life.
Yes, well, I quite agree with that.
I'm sure it must be right. And do you think, was it the right thing to do? I imagine it must have been.
Well, I've no idea. I came because it seemed to me cheaper here. I think the climate is pure hell.
Well, it is, of course. And of course, you've got so used to the much better climate, you must find it pretty tough.
Well, but luckily the heating is on all the time here.
That's enormous, of course. That's wonderful.
All the time. And we have hot water all the time.
I mean, even in the summer?
I think so.
That is absolutely wonderful.
Yes.
Now, I was talking last night with Patricia about the question of cookers and ovens.
Yes.
And she said that she thought, well, she imagined that the person who previously inhabited the house you now have, she thought, had an electric cooker. Is that right?
No.
Ah, that's important. Because she went on to say that that being so, there must surely be the necessary connection there to enable you to use a cooker. But if that isn't so, then we've got to tread carefully.
Yes, I think whoever was here before, now she's going to learn. I don't know what she's done with her things, if she ever had anything to do them with.
Yes. Do you happen to know if the cabling in the house is of the right kind that is needed for an electric cooker?
Oh, I think so. Now, Alexander Walker came today and brought me a small belly, a very small one which had belonged to his sister years ago, but it's absolutely in a terrible state. And when the woman from next door but one saw it, she said, oh, we've got to throw that away. Well, I don't know about throw it away.
Now, for goodness sake, don't let anybody throw anything away. Let me first have sight of it and see whether anything can or can't be done with it.
Well, I'd rather not use it. It looks absolutely horrible.
Does it work?
I've no idea. I mean, how am I to know that to try anything? I couldn't possibly.
It hasn't been installed. No, I see. Is it the kind of cooker that has a 13-amp 3-pin plug on it, or is it the kind that has to be cabled in?
I
know. Right, I see. The cooker that I got for you, how is that going?
That's working.
The oil of cholesterol. Poor John Palmer has it dangerously high, and he can't eat any butter, any fat, nothing at all. No cake, no things where there's fat in. He lives on a very frugal, low-fat diet.
Yes.
Poor man.
Dreadful. Well, whether I have cholesterol or not, I don't know at the moment. It remains to be found out.
I don't think you have cholesterol. You move too much. He can't move, you see. People that can't move a lot get it usually. That's why I have a bit. I don't move enough.
Yes. Oh, by the way, there was some interesting news on the wireless, I think, yesterday. This has been talked about on the wireless for some time now, but it's now getting more acute. I think I probably told you about this. When people sit in aeroplanes, travelling at the economy fare rate, which means in every single case that the seats at Zusammengefährt, the Schafe, then one doesn't have space to move, and the result is that particularly on long flights, but to some extent on shorter flights, people develop
got all sorts of terrible diseases. In some cases, they die. And they die of a thrombosis which develops in their veins due to lack of movement.
Yes, but we are only half an hour in the aeroplane. Come on.
No, we're not.
When you drive to Australia, you get it.
Well, it's principally, it affects people on long-haul flights.
Yes.
So that would be to Los Angeles and... to, as you say, to Australia and places like that. But in principle...
What was the arrangement with Alexander Walker about that cooker?
Oh, he just said, keep it, I mean, do what you like with it.
Yes. Did he tell you anything about... Is anything known about its condition? Is it in working order?
I've really no idea, Morris. I think it must be, or they wouldn't have given it.
Well, then I wouldn't worry too much about the appearance. I mean... Does the appearance really matter if it works?
Well, the funny thing is then, why, can you tell me why do they call it specifically, then the official name for it is economy class syndrome.
I don't know.
That's what they call it.
I only sit a half an hour from London to Alexander. I can't possibly do it.
Darling, you don't sit half an hour. You sit about 2 hours.
Fine. Now then,
Alexander
Walker's in
George
in the van, did
you? 2 to 2.5 hours.
Yes, well, I always stretch my legs and I go out, get up and go to the loo and things like that. No, it wouldn't happen to me, my dear. It's people that sit and think all their lives.
Well, we must find out quite accurately over what length of flight does it apply, and does it apply only to economy flights, or does it apply also to ordinary flights?
Yes.
I think you'll find it's only economy flights. And apparently British Airways are now being sued in Australia.
Right.
Hello.
Hello, how's the kitchen?
I'm all right. I still haven't finished in the kitchen. 5 hours.
No.
Yes.
It is terrible.
Terrible, yes.
I made a point of ringing you up very early tonight, and I think I'd better not ring you later on, because you may again be going to sleep, which is what happened last night.
At 9:30 or 10 I go to bed, because I worked hard all day.
Well, of course, absolutely. Now, let me tell you a little piece of news.
Yes.
Today I was at the Gebrauchtwarenhändler again, and I bought... another heater for you, as you don't like the idea of the thing with a fan in it. I brought you a heater of the same sort as your radio, similar sort of thing, but very much smaller, just a little tiny one, 13 inches long.
Yes.
Whereas yours are probably, I don't know, 24 inches or 30 inches long. This is just 13 inches long.
2 foot. You mean...
No, this is 1 foot long. 1 foot and 1 inch.
Yes, do you mean a Dimplex?
It isn't a Dimplex, it's a radiator, but it is not the make Dimplex. It's some other make.
Does it work?
It works very well, but it is different from the Dimplex. With the Dimplex, it turns itself on and off automatically to maintain a constant temperature.
Yes.
This is non-thermostatic. In other words, it's either switched on or it's switched off.
Yes. Darling, will you clean it a little bit? Don't bring it dirty. I can't do any more cleaning. I'm really quite... today it really gave me the last straw.
Dear, no, I don't think it needs cleaning. It looks quite civilized.
Yes, but wipe it over, whatever.
All right, I'll do that. Well, I shall bring it to you when I come,
yes.
Which, God willing, will be on Monday evening.
Yes.
And we're then having our projected journey to Kent the following day, Tuesday, weather and health permitting.
Yes.
So let's hope the weather and everything will be good.
That would be nice, yes.
Lovely. Well, I look forward to it. We haven't been anywhere for quite a long time.
Yes, it's ridiculous. And then we have to go and get that door for the fridge in Dunningdale.
Yes. Now, I've got a note of that. It's a place called Sunbury. Sunbury.
Sunbury.
Well, yes.
I wonder why it is Sunbury.
No idea. Very odd name, isn't it?
They didn't bury the sun, or the sun went down and they called it Sunbury.
Perhaps that's it. Perhaps there was a famous sundown there.
Yes, yes.
Could be.
Yes, possibly. Well, I'm glad you feel well, my dear.
Yes, yes, I feel well. And you're very obviously also feeling well.
I feel very well, but I don't hope I have ever got to do that fridge again until I get the pamphlets. I want the pamphlets. How to defrost it, because my whole kitchen was flooded.
This, could it be, you see, the fridge you've got there is the thing that Bastian
after
had,
they
isn't
have
it?
Delivered yes, it, and after they've done everything that they're going to do, whatever that may be, I just need to know whether you have received it and whether it does work. Because if you haven't received it, or if it doesn't work, then, of course, I'm delighted to give you one from here, an old second-hand one, but in working order.
I don't think I need one, thank you.
Oh, well, okay, that's fine. As long as we have confirmation that the other thing has arrived and does work. Fine. Now, is there anything else you'd like me to bring you?
No, nothing else.
Patricia said that there's a nursing home, though. We can talk about all that another time. Any other problems?
I don't think there are any problems at all. Being
brand new. Okay. Good. Well, I'm delighted you've settled in there and that you've safely arrived. And I think all one can say about the trauma is it's inevitable, and it's a thing which is going to take some little time to recover from, I think unavoidably. You're quite sure, have you got adequate supply? For instance, would you like me to bring you any dried skimmed milk powder, which I have here in bulk?
I would remember.
Yes, well, you see, what I'm offering you isn't fresh milk. It's dried, skimmed milk powder, which doesn't need a fridge, which keeps indefinitely, which isn't as good as ordinary milk. It isn't as convenient, but it keeps, and you have to put it into water and beat it up, and then you reconstitute it that way.
Remind me when I come. I'm going to have to pull it right out and read inscriptions on the back. I'm going to have to clamber over it.
Have you got an egg whisk?
Oh, no, it causes too much trouble.
On the back, there may be labels telling us exactly what it is, who made it, and what number it is, and how many cubic feet it has.
So you go out on the balcony.
Now, the trouble that you cannot use this powder unless you have something in the nature of an egg whisk to beat it. Because if you don't have it, you get the most awful clots and lumps.
I had to do this in the basement 2 days
now,
ago.
Now, have I got to find out what I don't know if I have. I'll have a look.
By the way, that one in the basement,
but in the worst case, you can probably get one later.
Which is a sort of fictive make. It doesn't really exist. It was made by Electrolux, but it was made for the London Electricity Board in the days when there still was such a company. It doesn't exist anymore. It's been superseded by something else.
Is it very old, said Fritz?
That I didn't inquire. It must be, well, we could find out an approximation. When did the London Electricity Board cease to exist? I don't know. I really can't tell.
When did they cease to, not to exist, but when the fridge is not made anymore?
Well, I think you'll find those fridges won't have been made after the expiry of the London Electricity Board, because from then on it was a completely different company. Anyway, I can find that out. No, at least I may be able to find it out. All I can say is
that's the main thing.
Lights. The lights don't work.
Well, you see, they're wired for Italy.
Ah, right. Now, could you tell me a little bit more about them? These are standard lamps or bed lamps?
You know Rome as well as I do, frankly.
Yes.
You can probably tell what's what, I mean.
Now, you bear in mind it's a long time since I last went to Rome, but in those days, the voltage in Rome for the lighting was at a completely different voltage from that which we have in England.
Yes.
Now, did that remain like that, or did they change it?
No, I think it remained like that.
And in that case, that's going to produce grave problems, because it means that all the bulbs you've got are no good in England.
Well, it's not so much. Yes, the bulbs, they screw in. You can, Alexander says, get those, but they're not very easy to get.
That's right. You see, you... Could you just confirm... Oh, no, you're not in the flat, are you? Not in the house. Otherwise, I was going to say, could you confirm the voltage? Because in Rome, it used to be something like 120 volts.
Well, I've no idea what it is now, except that one has to get an adapter. That I got yesterday for my...
Do they? But we must quickly have that photocopied.
I did. I sent a shop to have it photocopied.
Well, you've done it.
Yes.
Good. But that's very important.
Yes.
£100.
Yes. If they get that stability thing which people have at the, in front of their car, they can sell it for £100 because people want it. You see, they can stop everywhere.
Yes. Well, I think we'd better put the coffee in the car and take the original and put it in a safe place.
I don't think you are allowed to do that.
That may be.
That's what I said to Richard and to John when they were here. They said, no, I have to have the original in the car because I could have copied somebody else's, you see.
Well, then, at least you must keep the copy very carefully indeed so that if it is needed, in the event of the original being stolen or lost, that at least you've got that to fall back on.
Oh, yes, that's what I did it straight away after I heard that broadcast.
Did you get it colour copied? Because you see, it's a coloured article. It's a bluish thing. No good having a black and white copy.
I don't know. I can't see colours very well.
Do you know what the copying process cost?
No, I sent Richard to do it, darling.
And he didn't tell you what it cost?
I've sent him down to that little shop to do it.
Round the corner?
Yes.
Well, then that's black and white. That's useless.
It's not useless.
I mean, it's an Anhaltspunkt, but that's all.
It's useless. It doesn't matter whether it's green, blue or purple. That is my Ausweis.
Yes, agreed. I mean, as a record of the existence of the Ausweis, it's probably good enough. But supposing the original should be stolen, and you then had to put that in the car, that would be a very inadequate substitute. Whereas, if you get it colour photocopied, which is a very much more expensive process, and can only be done in very few places that have the machinery for it, then that could at a pinch be used in lieu of the original for a while you were getting a new one from the RBKC.
That's not necessary. I'm not going to run around and find a shop who makes colored things, nor can I expect Richard to run about with his feet to find it.
No. We will take it there in the car. I know exactly where it is. If you go off Shepherd's Bush Green to the left, there it is. You know, we've been there before.
Yes, but why should I spend more money than tuppence? Don't be
silly. Well, I mean, just as you like. Yes. It's merely that it's a better article and it's more readily usable as a substitute.
Yes, well, anyway, that is good enough for me.
All right. Good enough. I'm horrified to hear that this goes on, but I'm not surprised. Crime of all kinds going on.
They break the window, take the pass and run.
Yes. Isn't it dreadful?
Yes. Mind you, they get £1,000 for a passport.
Do they?
Yeah. So you watch your passport.
Yes. Yes, that's right. Mine or beauty. Well, again, one must have a copy of the passport.
Yes, I haven't got that.
Well, I will get yours copied or copy this. I take it round the corner and copy it. Or you can get Richard to do it.
Or did you do it a few years ago? I think perhaps we did do my passport.
Oh, it's possible.
And it works very well.
Yes, well, I think Mary Ann used this for many years, and now she's got a proper one, I think, and so this was going spare.
Yes, but surely you will have seen whether it's just the cooker on its own or whether it's a cooker with a piece of cable attached to it.
Well, if you hold on a minute, I'll go into a rather dark corner, see if I can manage to find anything out. Just a minute.
I do.
You there?
Yes.
There is a piece of wire attached to the machine, which is about a foot and a half long, and a 3-pin plug to put into whatever socket there is. And that's all I can tell you.
Right. Now, that 3-pin plug, did you notice, are the pins on it rectangular, like those on the cooker that I gave you? Or are they the old type of 3-pin plug with round pins?
No, I think they're quite normal plugs.
They're the normal square pin plugs. That's fine. Well, what I shall do with me is bring a length of cable with me, because 1.5 feet is almost certainly too short. Have you any idea how long it needs to be for your requirement there?
Yes, I'm same time.
Oh, yes, well, you certainly couldn't use both at the same time. How long a cable do you need on the belling in order to be able to connect it to wherever the socket is?
Well, the socket is
just a... Yes, but how far is it from the position in which the belling would stand?
Oh, I don't know, because you see, the belling now stands, I suppose, it may have to move when the fridge comes. I don't know.
Yes. Now, supposing it does have to move when the fridge comes, can you then imagine where you would have it?
I've no idea.
Well, then all I can do is bring a long cable.
No, I don't think so. Because I'm not even sure that I will use it. And anyway, I really only wanted it to put things like... No, not the wool, but the Marks & Spencer ready-cooked food, which has to go into an oven or something, and that would have been ideal, but I'm now told there's no Marks & Spencer here.
No.
So that complicates matters.
Yes. Well, anyway, I shall bring cable with me, because it is no good having that thing and being quite unable to use it.